Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. In addition to soybeans being in the agriculture headlines as a result of the U.S.-China trade framework recently announced, China will resume imports of other U.S. agricultural goods, although the details have yet to be disclosed. Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said there has also been some other important progress.
In addition, the United States has removed the Chinese port fees on any Chinese-owned and operated ships, so that should help tensions be relieved.
The administration also announced several smaller deals, including agreements with Malaysia, Cambodia, Thailand, and Vietnam.
Some of these are deals, some of them are more frameworks, but overall, they're good progress for U.S. agriculture. We're going to see some opening of doors for U.S. dairy, poultry, rice, pork, and ethanol. We're also going to see some reductions of non-trade barriers.
But there is still a long ways to go when it comes to stabilizing the U.S. ag economy.
There's still some uncertainty when we talk about agricultural trade, and that makes it harder for farmers to plan and make decisions. And so when we talk about an ag economy that's already feeling a lot of pain, the more certainty and the more open market access we can get for farmers, the better it will be.
Once again, that is Faith Parham with the American Farm Bureau Federation. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.